This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, guys. It's Gene Simmons.
Big Seattle hello, Gene Simmons. How are you?
Thank you for giving me the clap.
No, there's so many people.
That's not the first time you've said that, I don't think.
That's never happened before.
I only know five things, and like a deck of cards, I just keep moving around. by the way, I have to ask you, how long have you guys been a couple?
We've been a couple for over 20 years.
Over 20 years now.
Wow, ever since you were one, I guess.
Yeah, exactly, pretty much. Very gentle hands he has.
Gene. All right, settle down. That's Gale talk where I come from. Settle down now.
Gene Simmons, man, coming to town April 8th at the Muckleshoot Casino. Gene, looking at the set list, it's from some of the shows you guys have already played, man. It's just you guys are basically playing whatever in the hell you want, it looks like.
Yeah, this is really a, the military, we're all proud of it and everything, but the bigger you are, the more armor you've got, the slower you move. It's impressive. You know, KISS shows are like nothing you've ever seen, but this is like commandos. You just go out there, no rules, no nothing. I can literally, if you guys are in the audience, no problem pulling you up on stage, or especially if your wives are there, that's a different story. I love kids. We'll pull them up on stage. You want to sing? Can you play an instrument? Boom. Or I'll jump into the audience. Somebody will yell out, hey, do you know Tush by ZZ Top? I'll look at the guys. PFG, boom, let's go. And you do it. So much fun.
I got to tell you. So you're taking requests, essentially.
No. But it can happen. You know, we've done it before. Look around, or one of the guys might turn around and say, I want to do, Ace of Spades by Motorhead. Guys, what key? Open E, main tuning, go. Boom, go. And by the way, my guys, we've got three backup guys, drums, two guitars, two great lead guitars. They both play lead. Everybody in the band sings lead. They literally can. They can have their own bands. So I've got a killer band, and we even do a heavy version of Hold On To Your Bippy, or Bippies, if you have more than one. And your Bird Can Sing by the Beatles, which, when you plug it, kind of sounds like the solo in Detroit Rock City, you know, the harmonic stuff. It's all Beatles, you know, but amped up. So there are no rules.
Did you ever want to do that with KISS? Because KISS is one of the few bands, and I saw you guys a million times, but a lot of bands break into a cover, or they do the thing. You guys never did that. Did you ever just want to do that? Like, yo, guys, can we just play something random for people?
It's difficult when you've got 60 folks on the road crew, private jet, three double-decker buses, 20 tractor trailers, computers, flying rigs and stuff. It's like a small city. An army comes into town. Takes forever. Takes a full day just to set up the stage. So, and also you've got to rehearse where you're going to be when the pyro goes off. I mean, if you move back and you're in the wrong place, your ass is grass.
And how many times has that happened to you? How many times were you injured?
Oh, I've caught fire.
But speaking of that, you actually have two Guinness World Records. The highest flame projection in a music concert.
Okay.
That's true, Steve. And the most flame projections launched simultaneously in a music concert. Gene, who is your competition on this? That's my only question. Who else could have done that?
God himself, yes.
God of thunder, yeah.
But by the way, the simple headline is, you're interested, you want to come down, check out all the fun, go to GeneSimmons.com and it lists city, tickets, blah, 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 all that stuff. One more thing that I, as far as I know, has never been done before. You know, I was a fan growing up of all kinds of bands, but I was never able to hang with them, get up on stage if I wanted to tune the drums or be, you know, or set up equipment. Be my Gene Simmons personal roadie for the day. Meet me at the hotel, travel with the band, get up on stage, do whatever you want. Yeah, except one thing is we got to make sure it ain't cheap. We got to insure you because nowadays people get a paper cut and they sue everybody. But if it's you, all you got to do is go to GeneSimmonsAxe.com. GeneSimmonsAxe.com, and you'll find out everything you need to know. And I, you know, again, for me, if I was growing up and I went to see Sly and the Family Stone, you're in the audience. You're trapped. I wonder what it's like back there and, you know, who's doing it, what's happening. If you're interested, it's your shot.
Okay. Very cool. Gene Simmons Band, April 8th, Muckleshoot Casino. Your son, Nick, is now playing with Paul Stanley's band. Growing up, we never really saw what young Gene Simmons looks like because you're always in makeup. But looking at Nick, and Nick is playing with Paul Stanley's son. Mm. I mean, it looks like you're looking at yourself, isn't it? I mean, to some degree with your son?
It is if you stretch my body to 6 foot, 8 and a half.
Yeah, same, in the boots.
He's in the living room now doing a streamer, schmeamer, whatever the hell, you know, button-pushing thing, which sends you through time and space. I have no idea what that stuff is, but he's 6 foot, 8.5 inches tall, and it's pretty sobering. You know, I used to think I'm kind of a big deal. You walk into a room with Nick, and all the chicks run over, you know, like the Pied Piper. And I'm going, hey!
That's my job.
Doing this half. Yeah, what happened to me?
Has Nick ever put on your stuff? Has he ever dressed as you?
Yeah, he's tried it, but it was a tight fit. He's 6'8". I'm 6'2", sure. But Paul's son, Evan Stanley and Nick Simmons, you can Google and schmoogle it, are recording a record. It happened naturally. Nobody suggested it. They like each other. They both have their own bands. Nick's music has already been on Prodigal Son and Ozark and lots of other stuff. And Sophie, our daughter, is huge on Spotify and Schmodify and all that. She's got billboards across. She's a producer, artist, writer, manager. And, Dad, can I have advice? Nope, none of that. They just did it themselves, wow, which is what you want. But if you guys are curious, you can Google Evan Stanley, Nick Simmons, and you'll see music come up, and it's great. It's really great.
Okay. That's wild that happened.
Is really it kind of crazy to you, you know, because you obviously at Paul Stanley have been writing, working together for 50-plus years, and then to see your kids now working with the kid of the other guy, is it mind-blowing, or does it just kind of make sense to you?
You know, life happens to you while you're busy making your oh-so-important plans. I never imagined this. You know, the joke was, hey, when you guys retire, why don't you get your sons, you know, or daughters put on the makeup and continue. That was a joke. But now it's happening naturally. Evan and Nick like each other. They're both talented, write their own song. They both sing, but decidedly different. Once you Google it, if you're curious, the music, and they're recording their first record now. Their music sounds like if Paul Simon joined Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
All right.
It's melody, harmony, and they both have their own sort of vibe. It's really good.
Is it safe to say, Gene, you'll never have to worry about putting makeup on again? I know you're not doing that on this tour, but is it nice to just be able to not have to go through that process?
It's really easy.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
Doing the Gene Simmons band, I'd literally just show up the old-fashioned way. There's no technology. I literally connect my bass to the amp with a wire. No ear monitors, just a regular, just like we started when people were rubbing sticks together. I like doing that myself when nobody's looking, but that's another story.
Right.
The other thing, though, is that you got to remember where you came from. And if you forget that, then you can, gee, yeah, I used to have a lot of fun and not worry. So this is very loose. Again, if you can play an instrument, if you can sing, and you know the songs, or even if you don't know the songs, if you want to jam on, I don't know, Sunshine of Your Love or something, and you're in the audience, yell it out. You got an instrument. If you don't, we have extra instruments backstage. We'll pull you up.
Damn.
So much fun.
That's awesome.
Sounds
fun. Gene, how many, a lot of people don't know this, how many different languages do you speak?
Four or five fluently, and quite a few others, just enough to get by. See, my real solid recommendation for anybody landing in another country, especially you straight heterosexual guys, is learn two phrases. Two of them.
All right.
One is you're beautiful, or you're the love of my life. I can't speak French, but tu es l'amour de ma vie. You're the love of my life. Learn to say you're beautiful in any language. In Hungarian.
That's your start.
And the other one is learn to say in their language, where's the bathroom?
I was going
to
say,
yeah, that's the important
one. The other one, Banya.
Yeah.
Something, man.
But there's a reason for that. If you don't tell the chick she's beautiful, she ain't telling you where the bathroom is.
Adds up.
So if you go to a foreign country, right, and your days of Kiss, because Paul Stanley did all the stage stuff, talking about the crazy people over there and all the municipalities that are close by, did you ever get the opportunity, if you can speak a different language, and you're in a foreign country, like, Paul, I've got this, I can actually say it in their language, or did Paul do the heavy lifting on that?
Yeah. I never wanted to talk. Never wanted. And
screaming in German.
Banjo. Yes, and I'm speaking a bit in Deutsch. I have gelernt auf der Schule for 6 months. Yeah, I can talk to them. When we went to Hungary, Kiss, I talked to everybody in fluent language. You should have in fluent Hungarian with the right accent. And, they were shocked because Paul didn't.
Well, yeah.
It's a very bizarre language.
Has knowing a different language ever saved your ass, as far as just being in a situation where you're like, thank God, I can communicate?
I told that cop he's beautiful.
You mean physically? No,
well,
nobody. Or you mean ordering stuff in a restaurant? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so because you never know if the chef is going to spit in your food or you're going to get moose balls and you think it's, right? You know, potatoes or something.
Now, Gene Simmons, by the way, April 8th, Muckle Shoe Casino. I know you've collected all of the KISS merchandise throughout the years. Is there something where you walk by and go, I cannot believe how well this thing sold? I mean, or has anyone ever asked you to sign a KISS casket or something? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. In fact, Dimebag Darrell, who was sadly passed away, was the guitar player in Pantera,
right,
passed away, and his last will and testament was to be, no joke, to be buried in a KISS casket, because tattooed on his chest, right above his heart, was Ace. That's what he grew up learning to play guitar. So I sent one of the two KISS caskets to the family, and he was buried in a KISS casket. And by the way, there was a sergeant, you know, my heart goes out to the family, who passed away when our troops, you know, retook Fallujah. And he grew up on KISS and played KISS while he was out killing bad guys. Sadly, he passed away in last will and testament. He wanted to be buried in a KISS casket. I know it's bizarre, and, you know.
Does it blow your mind? I mean, you think about the impact the KISS has had. And look, when I was a kid, I wanted the KISS dolls. By the way,
KISS Lunchbox.
My parents never bought me the goddamn KISS dolls, and I'm still bitter about that. I'm dead honest about that. Yeah, but
by the way, your mom still alive, happy, healthy?
Yes, she's alive, happy, and healthy.
What's her name?
Carolyn, don't sleep with her.
Oh, Carolyn, yeah. Yeah, Carolyn, I remember. Hey, say hello for me.
Jesus, here we go.
Well, next time, give her a doll, yeah, man.
Gene Simmons, man, April 8th, Muckle Shoe Casino. Thank you so much, Gene Simmons. We appreciate it, man.
You bet. Thanks very much.
All right.